Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and bring in Pred Center Matt Duchesne, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and Two Rivers Ford, home of the non-commissioned salespeople. Matt, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, good. You?
We are doing very well. And Matt, obviously, tough set in Tampa Bay. Things didn't go the way you guys wanted them to go. But what are you seeing right now from your group as a whole overall lately in the last few games?
Yeah, well, I think the game, negatively, I think, you know, the first two periods in the first game against Tampa weren't great. The first one was all right. The second period was probably our worst period of the year. And just the penalties were way too many penalties, probably in both games. And you just put yourself behind the eight ball. I know that, you know, our PK guys that are out there all the time are getting gassed, and guys that aren't penalty killing are, you know, sitting on the bench getting cold. So, you know, that part of it, you know, we need to clean up a little bit, and it's not a huge change to just be a little more disciplined. What I did like was in the third period, we picked ourselves up and started, you know, playing the way we were capable of. And I felt like even the other game, even though that we got down 4-0, the shots were in our favor. The chances were in our favor. It was just one of those nights, everything they touched went in and nothing that we touched went in. So, you know, I like, again, we came back hard in the third there. We finally, you know, got a couple goals and gave ourselves a chance to tie that game up. But, you know, the moral victories aren't, you know, what you're looking for. You're looking for, you know, true ones and real ones. So we got a good chance here the next couple games, and hopefully can come back home above 500.
On those penalties, Matt, you know, John Hines had some words, you know, after the last game about, you know, like you say it, but you got to, at some point, you can't say it anymore. I'm like, it's got to be fixed. I know before you got here, this club and a lot of these same guys, they had a season in particular where they just really struggled to stay out of the box. How much of a challenge is it to not take those penalties? And does it get, you know, does it snowball sometimes when you're taking these penalties? And like you said, then you get in the box. Now your momentum is stymied. I mean, is it hard to stop that and turn it around?
I find they come in bunches. It's funny. Like, you know, you look at some of the calls, and yeah, some of them are blatant penalties, and some of them are very bizarre and maybe are, you know, total accidents, or, you know, maybe shouldn't have been called or whatever. So it's you got to kind of comb through them and see which ones are avoidable and which ones aren't. And, you know, basically at that point, you just gotta clean it up. I mean, it's like anything, right? It's like any part of your game that's not, you know, not on par. You gotta find out ways to fix it. And, you know, I think we've got a couple of days here, like we had yesterday, and then we got today of just a practice and stuff. And you know, it's so early in the season. I mean, and I think our record is as bad as it could possibly be for how we've played. I think we could easily have, you know, two or three more wins with how we've played. And sometimes you go through this stuff. So, you know, we're going through that adversity right at the start of the season right now. And, you know, I'd rather be going through it, you know, nine games in than with nine games left. So we'll learn from it. We'll get better. We have a great group. We have a great team. And, you know, we'll just obviously, you know, a lot of us are still snake bitten, still looking for to, you know, kind of, you know, break the barrier and get it going production wise. But I think the performances are there, and you know, we just got to keep moving.
Pred Center Matt Duchesne on the line with us, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and Two Rivers Ford, home of the non-commissioned salespeople. And Matt, you brought it up there. It really has been kind of amazing to watch. You've gotten chance after chance, and you're playing so well on a nightly basis, and it just hasn't been able to drop for you yet. How have you kind of stayed with it mentally and been able to battle against what I'm sure has got to be, you know, frustrating in that regard, that you've had so many chances and it just hasn't fallen for you yet?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate that. And I think at the end of the day, it's my 12th year in the league, and I think I've had red-hot starts, and I've had ice-cold starts. I think three of my best years in the league, I remember one year I had one goal after 11 games and ended up, at 30 that year. I had the other year, a couple years ago, I had over 30. I didn't score till game 8, and I think I had one goal after 10 games or something like that. And another year I had 27. I had three goals in the first 17 games or 19 games or something like that. So it's funny because it makes you think and it makes you obviously, reflect. And for me, I think, it gets frustrating at times. I mean, there's times you want to come back to the bench and break your stick into 100 pieces. But, I'm doing a lot of the right things. I'm getting stopped, my goalies are making great saves. I'm hitting goalposts, that stuff. But the chances are there. And, if the chances are there, you're doing something right. And eventually it goes, and then it just comes. I mean, my teammates have been awesome supporting me. And I think I've handled it well, just, kind of sloughing it off and not letting it affect my overall game. I think that's something that, I think I'm the most proud of, I guess, is in the past I would have let it, affect my game. And I don't feel like I have. And, I'll keep pushing. And once it goes, hopefully, it comes in bunches. So that's usually how it works in hockey. And you just got to stay with it. I think for me, it's, like I said, it's a mentality of just doing, I'm just focusing on the process rather than the results. And I think in my career where I've made mistakes is I focused on the results before the process at times. And, when you're playing well and it doesn't go for you, you eventually stop playing well because you're so focused on being snake bitten. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. And I'll just continue to work away at it.
Well, Matt, you mentioned breaking the stick there after one, and I don't remember exactly the opportunity, but you were close. You were on the doorstep. The camera got you. I thought you were actually going to break the stick at that moment. And I'm not a great lip reader, but it's clear you've been pretty upset, which is understandable. Is it, as you said, you don't want it to affect your game? Is it release the anger in the moment and get rid of it, or do you try to hold on to it a little bit and let it drive you?
Well, both. I think at that point there, that chance was crazy because the puck, I had the goalie beat and the puck rolled up on my stick and I basically launched it over the net. It was flat on my blade rather than being flat on the ice. And when that happens quickly, you can't adjust to it. And you almost throw the puck rather than shoot it whenever that happens. So I was kind of frustrated. The goalie even was like, "Oh my God, you had me beat." He told me that like mid play. So, I was frustrated, but sometimes coming back and snapping like that, it motivates you even more. There's times you laugh it off and, you just kind of chalk it up to, kind of being ridiculous. And then, for me, the last game, it was just, I was frustrated with a lot of things, especially the score and kind of how things were going for our team. And it was more of a team anger, to be honest, than about myself. And I, at the end of the day, I just want to help the guys win and do whatever I can. And that would have been we gave up, four pretty early in the game and we're trying to climb back. So that would have been a decent moment, but the guys end up getting going and our line end up getting a goal later on. So, sometimes the anger drives you and sometimes a distraction. I think you just got to figure out what, the best way to act and that'll propel you forward.
Matt, I know Elli Tolvanen, you haven't spent a ton of time around him so far in your time in Nashville, but from the time you've seen Tolvanen, what stands out about him to you? Comes in the other night, obviously a really young kid, an impressive goal. What do you see when you watch Elli Tolvanen play?
Well, he's got a lot of talent. He's a great shooter. His shot is lethal. I heard that about him and, I saw it firsthand, and I think, he did some good things the other night for his first game this year and a really fast game. It's a men's game out there against Tampa in terms of just, you got to earn everything you get and it's fast and, it's a fun game to play, but it can be, I can imagine it could be overwhelming coming in, basically out of the stands right into the lineup. And I thought he did a good job, obviously, scoring that goal. And so we'll see. I don't know what I think. Hopefully we'll be getting some guys back injury-wise here in the next bit. And obviously we had three guys out with, Cunnan, Richardson, and Yarncroke. But there's going to be opportunities for other guys to step up. And, you know, a guy like him has the ability to do it. So hopefully, he can build on last game.
Pred Center Matt Duchesne has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and Two Rivers Ford, home of the non-commissioned salespeople. Matt, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Good luck tomorrow against Florida.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, sounds great, Matt. And it is interesting. Like, we've talked about it. The chances are there. You're doing all the right things. And it just hasn't fallen for you yet. And look, he knows it. It's got to fall at some point. That's what he's paid to do. But I think you at least feel better if you're him, that you're getting the chances, and that not that you're just totally invisible out there, because that's two different conversations in my book.
And he remembered, and I thought it was that one where he'd lifted over, but I was there's been a few, but he remembered exactly that moment, because, you know, that's one of those things where, I mean, it's got to be frustrating to play this game, you know? I mean, yeah. Especially when you get into these things, and I'm sure it's just like anything, hitting a baseball or, you know, shooting a basketball, whatever it is. You get in zones where everything, it's as big as the ocean, and then you get in these situations, you do everything right, and it just isn't happening for you. So, Preds obviously need him to get that one, and maybe that'll be the start of a stretch the other way.
Coming up next, we will revisit our poll question of the day surrounding the news yesterday that EA Sports coming back out with the NCAA football game. What does that mean for the future of college football in terms of name, image, and likeness? All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexford live from the Wholesale Link Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.